Hi, I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. May I continue with the survey?
Yes.
It will be very important for us. May I continue with it?
Hold on.
Hello, can you hear me? Hello, hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, may I continue with the survey?
Yes.
Okay, just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Definitely.
Are the chances 50-50?
Definitely.
Thank you. And what is your age?
57.
Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
10.
Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not closely at all?
Very close.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Strong.
And do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Better.
Okay, getting better. And thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select two options. I will read a couple of options to you. One, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. Two, creating more jobs and raising wages. Three, protecting abortion rights. Four, border security. Five, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. Six, reducing crime. Seven, improving K-12 public school education. Eight, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods. 9, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt. 10, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people. Or 11, combating division and racism. You may choose two options.
What was number five?
The five was, let's see, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Yes. Five.
That one. Okay. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm, and 0 means that you feel very cold, and 50 means that you do not feel warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person, please say so. The first person is Kamala Harris.
100.
How much?
100.
Thank you. Next person, Cornell West.
50.
Next person, Hakeem Jeffries.
100.
Next, Donald Trump.
0.
Next, Democrats in Congress, in general.
90.
Next, Republicans in Congress, in general.
10.
Next, Tim Scott.
0.
Next, Joe Biden.
90.
Excellent. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Independent Jill Stein, for whom would you vote?
Biden.
And did you happen to see the debate between President Biden and former President Trump on Thursday night?
Yes.
Yes a lot or yes a some? And did what you see during the debate make you more or less likely to support Joe Biden for president?
Did it make me more likely or less likely?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
More.
Okay, much more likely or somewhat likely?
Much more.
And can you explain why? Just give a little reason or a little idea.
Because of all the lies Trump told.
Okay, just a moment. And did what you see during the debate make you more or less likely to support Donald Trump for president?
Less likely.
Okay, somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much.
And can you give a little explanation or a little reason why?
Because of all the lies he told.
Okay, just a moment. Now, I like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You can choose two. I will read like 9 options. Number 1, rising crime and violence. Number 2, stagnant wages and rising costs. 3, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. 4, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security. 5, Donald Trump getting elected president again. 6, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community. 7, the lack of quality education opportunities. 8, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism. You can select 2.
1 and 5.
Which one?
1 and 5.
Thank you. And for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden will do better at dealing with that issue. The first issue is tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs.
And Biden.
Okay, and Biden will do somewhat better or much better?
Somewhat.
Okay, next issue, fixing the immigration system.
Biden.
Somewhat better or much better?
Much.
Next issue, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
Biden.
Somewhat or much better?
Mitch.
The next issue, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism to eliminate it.
Biden.
Somewhat or much better?
Mitch.
The next issue, rising crime and violence.
Biden.
Somewhat or much better?
Much better.
And the final issue, growing the U.S. economy.
Biden.
Much or somewhat better?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him, or does it make no difference?
It doesn't make a difference.
And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
Fair.
Somewhat fair or very fair?
Very fair.
Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
Disagree.
Somewhat or strongly disagree? Somewhat or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Okay. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram?
Facebook.
Okay, and on a second place, you will say YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, or Instagram.
My second one, you said?
Yeah, as a second option, besides Facebook.
It's TikTok.
Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, these last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College education.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living up with a partner, single?
Married.
Separate?
Married.
Sorry?
Married.
Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
18 years ago, no.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Every week.
Every week. And thinking about the neighborhood where you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Hardly.
Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? As urban, suburban, rural?
Supposedly in the suburbs.
Okay. And were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay, well, thank you very much for all your responses. This concludes our survey, and thank you very much for your time and participation.
Okay, thank you.
Have a wonderful day. Goodbye.